This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We talk your local legends, the minor celebrities who are so famous in your area. This is after Chris spoke to a man in Edinburgh on Saturday who fires a cannon every day at 1 o'clock. Also, we speak to someone who's ghosted 10 people and why ducks have gone well healthy. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Hello, it's Scott here. Chris is here too.
Hi.
I feel that you and I have had two very different weekends.
Yeah, I think so. I've got proper post-stag do voice. I was on a stag do this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, my voice is slightly screwed. Apologies.
Yeah. Good fun, though?
Oh, it was the best. I had the best time. Edinburgh is amazing for stag do's.
I just love Edinburgh generally. Shall I start with mine, though? Because yours is more exciting.
What did you get up to?
So I went to do exercise with Nick Grimshaw. More on that later.
Oh, you turned up.
You did turn up.
Yes, I heard.
I was there before him. However, I feel he's embarrassed that it happened. More on that later. And then my friend invited me to go over to his new house because he used to be a city dweller, now lives in the country. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to take some time out of my hectic lifestyle in the city and...
retreat to the country.
And go to the country. Now, as you know, he used to live in the city as well. I feel people change when they move to the country. It's like, well, mate, why are you always in wellies now?
Well, like, because you need them.
Standard footwear.
Because of the fields.
Yeah, and then, so about an hour in, he's like, oh, let's go to the duck pond. Oh, he doesn't even speak posh. Let's go to the duck pond. And I was like, why? He's like, well, to feed the ducks. And I'm like, what's happened? What has happened to you? Suggested we go and feed the ducks. So I'm like, yeah, all right. I mean, there's a pub there, but yeah. Okay, cool. Let's do that. So he defrosts some peas and some corn, and then we go to the duck pond and feed the ducks. Now, this is not my kind of normal weekend pursuit, as you know.
So you went to go feed the ducks. Why the peas and corn is what you've got to give ducks now, isn't it? I seem to remember reading something about this.
People were feeding bread to ducks for years, but now, like the rest of us, they've gone health conscious.
Yeah, no carbs.
Yeah, basically it is. It's not particularly dangerous, but it's like people were giving like bread to ducks and that it just fills them up. It's not good for them. It's basically like for ducks, that's like a... No, it's not good for them.
I thought it was really bad for them or something. So bread's off.
People were feeding bread to ducks for hundreds of years.
I know, but now our ducks will live forever because we're not feeding them bread.
Yeah, it's not good for them. Or it's just like not good for them. It's just like fatty for them, you know.
And what have you
like
done
for a duck? It's like a zinger tower.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Don't feed zinger towers.
But delicious
to ducks either.
Right. So peas and corn. Not one of them interested.
No.
Not interested.
That's because they got a taste of bread now. They're like, what's this?
I'm just like, well, why don't you want it? I'm literally pulling a whole bag out on the grass. Then I chuck some in the pond. They're like, meh. Not one of them come to me.
No?
No, they're not interested.
Vegan ducks.
Healthy ducks.
They'd go for it.
Yeah. What do I take next time? Like quinoa?
Yeah.
It's a bit like you weren't eating kale 5 years ago, right?
Mm.
Ducks have gone well healthy now.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
We were just saying, when we were playing Bruno Mars, wouldn't it be amazing if there was a kids' bop version of it? You know these kid-friendly versions of popular hits that we've been playing on the show over the last couple of weeks? It exists.
I can't believe it. This is a great day.
Right, so here's the original. We all know how that goes. A lot of this song not applicable for children at all. What are they going to change it to? And kids' version.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what
okay.
I like.
How do we play the next bit?
Hanging by the fire.
Hanging by the fire?
Yeah.
It appears that these silk sheets are off.
Amazing.
As well.
Scott Mills.
One. Scott Mills here. While I spent the weekend with some vegan ducks in the country, so healthy, Chris had an entirely different time in Edinburgh.
On a stag do. For my mate Chinese Dave, it was one of the best times of my life.
I know, I saw your Instagram over the weekend. Right, we need to discuss something that happened only in Edinburgh after Meghan Trainor.
Scott Mills.
I had such a good time at the weekend, Scott, this stag do. Classic stag do sort of timetable, though. Turn up on the Friday, no real plans because it's just the first night.
I know what you're going to say. Then everyone peaks too soon
always.
On the Friday.
Everyone always goes for it on the Friday.
And then on Saturday, everyone's like, ugh.
So let's not have a big one tonight because we've got a busy day tomorrow.
It never happens.
We're obviously going to have a big one. So had a big one on the Friday night. And then Saturday morning at 10:30, we were booked in to do a Scottish whiskey tour.
Right.
Which was, so that was at 10:30 in the morning. That was booked because obviously you've got to have all these activities on the stag do, haven't you?
Yeah, you've got to make a plan.
And then I got messaged by someone out the blue on Instagram saying, look, if you're interested, I fire the 1 o'clock cannon at Edinburgh Castle, if you'd like to come along and see it. And I was thinking, oh my word,
what's that?
What is this? Anyway, so I then spent the day buzzing for the 1 o'clock cannon. Just wondering, because I'd never heard, you don't have this in Watford.
No, they don't have a Watford 1 o'clock cannon, do they?
And I wasn't aware of this as a traditional or really why it happened.
I'd never heard of it.
But anyway, we didn't go along to it because we were distracted with other activities. But Scott, 1 o'clock cannon. What's that about?
What? So the guy who fires it just got in touch with you on social media?
Yeah. And I love this as well. Bless him. Because we'd been talking about it on the radio show about how it's my friend Chinese Dave stag do. He said, I can't exactly dedicate it, but I'll give you a little shout out when the 1 o'clock cannon happens. So I told the group this, they were loving it. He then sent me a little video on Insta of him doing the 1 o'clock cannon for Chinese Dave.
Let me ask you a question. Because you were busy with other things, whiskey, did you ask him if he could fire the cannon a bit later so you could get there on time?
Because we couldn't make it.
Right.
So annoying. But he did do a shout out.
It's a bit like when we booked that exercise class the other day and you were like, I said it's 10 o'clock and you went, can they do 10:30? It's like, no, it's 10 o'clock. It's a class. What bit of that are you not understanding? Anyway, here's the message from, what's his name?
And the 1 o'clock cannon man.
Right, okay, here we go.
So it's just gone 1 o'clock. The Edinburgh Castle has just gone bang. Big shout out to Chinese Dave. Take care, guys. Have a good weekend.
How good is
that? That's so good. Personal shout out.
Scott Mills.
Did you make it to the Edinburgh Pubic Triangle or did you not make it there?
Actually, drove past it on the way out.
Oh, okay.
I know exactly where people meant.
David the handyman wants to know. Is it like bars and that, is it?
Yeah, it's like a smaller area than I thought it would be.
Smaller than you thought?
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Mitch. I'm the guy that fired the 1 o'clock gun at Edinburgh Castle on Saturday.
Hey! This is the man. This is the man I was talking about.
Right. So you fired the 1 o'clock cannon that Chris is now so obsessed with.
Yeah, the 1 o'clock gun, that was me, yeah.
And you did a little shout-out for Chris's mate?
For Chinese Dave, I should have said.
Yeah. How come you're allowed to do shout-outs before you do it?
Well, that was on my personal account.
Oh, OK.
Yeah, is that just a new thing? If people ask for a shout-out, you'll do it?
Not necessarily. I guess it depends who it is.
Right, OK,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Did I get special treatment?
I think you did, Chris.
Now, from what Chris has told me, I know that a cannon goes off every day in Edinburgh at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, so every day except Sundays at 1 o'clock at Edinburgh Castle, yeah.
Can you tell me why?
Okay, so it dates back to 1861, and essentially before they had eye watches, it allowed ships to pass the Firth of Forth, and they could set their maritime clocks, and that allowed them to navigate the seas and the oceans.
So it was fired for some sort of timing thing?
Exactly. So there was also a visual timing ball that was raised when the gun was fired, which could be seen by the ships, and they were then able to set their clocks and then navigate and so on and so forth.
Right. Now, why do you get to fire the cannon?
Okay, so it's not specifically my job to fire the cannon. It's a guy called Sergeant Beveridge, and he fires it every day. On the days that he doesn't, myself and about four other of us from 105 Regiment, Royal Artillery, we cover the gun.
Okay, so you're the standing guy.
I guess I'm the stand-in guy. I'm a pretty cool guy, but you're stand-in. This doesn't sound so cool, does it?
Like Jordan North is standing in for Greg today.
Exactly. You're the Jordan North of the cannon world.
Yeah.
Well, there's only a few of us, so I'm still up there.
Yeah.
Right, but what are you firing out of it? Because, like, when this thing went off at 1 o'clock, I was buzzing for it.
I know you were. So it's just a blank cartridge, so nothing actually comes out. It's essentially just a noise that's fired.
It's one of those traditions, you're like, wow, this is still on.
Have you ever experienced it?
No.
You've not been there when they fired the 1 o'clock cannon?
Never.
You see, I never knew of it as a thing until I went to Edinburgh, and now I'm obsessed. I'd like to hear it again. I'd like to experience the 1 o'clock cannon again and again.
Well, a lot of people visit it. I'm surprised you've not been up.
So the normal guy that does it, like, every day, is he, like, famous in Edinburgh?
I think we've figured out between ourselves that he's probably the most photographed guy in Scotland, doing it every day, and the amount of visitors the castle gets.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think he's pretty famous.
I'm obsessed with people that are local celebrities like that. Like, they're not on TV, they don't really have any kind of online presence or anything, but famous in that area.
They're like non-celebrity celebrities.
Yeah, that's what that guy
is. Underworld secret.
Yeah. How many people a day go in there?
Oh, it must be in the thousands easily. I mean, I think on Saturday there was about 600 people just watching the gunfire.
Yeah, you don't realise the 1 o'clock cannon, Scott, is wicked when you're there.
But he's having thousands of photos taken by tourists every single day.
Yeah, not getting tagged in any.
Famous, yeah, exactly.
This is what I mean. Like, these are the people who should be on Strictly Come Dancing. Some different people. It's the 1 o'clock cannon man.
That would be awesome. From the 1 o'clock cannon in Edinburgh, it's
Scott in a lobster suit.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that.
Everyone loves the lobster crab thing.
I want to hear from people that are local celebrities in their area or know of them. And I also want to know of these things that happen locally, like the Edinburgh 1 o'clock cannon, which we're not aware of at the moment. Make us aware. 81199. Get in touch on social.
Scott Mills.
All the local heroes are coming in. Who's Wavy Dave?
Wavy Dave, yes. I've actually heard of Wavy Dave. He stands outside his house in a high viz, waving at cars as they go past.
Legend. Also, we've got the Birdman in Plymouth, obviously, and Brian in Melton with his tea towels.
Scott Mills.
Thank you so much for everyone getting in touch about these local heroes today. People in your area that are legends. Like Mushy from Halifax, wears all pink, runs a marathon every day. Ledge. And also, you've got Dave the Tan there in Yeovil.
Dave the Tan.
Dave the Tan, cracking tan and flashing bow tie.
Lou on the A1 she wanted to tell us about the backwards man of Derby who walks backwards around town. Amazing, just walks around town backwards, writing down number plates.
Okay,
a collection or something.
Yeah.
Apparently everyone knows him.
Right, so yesterday morning, much to everyone's surprise on the breakfast show this morning, I turned up on time to meet Grimmy.
Yeah.
Everyone was asking about this on Friday. So here's what they said this morning on the breakfast.
Sunday morning, 10:15, I got there, Scott Mills, ready and waiting in his PE kit.
Wow.
Ready to spin. He even brought me a bottle of water along.
Wow.
Like your mum when you're going on a trip to the zoo.
Hydrated. And he wasn't steaming.
One steaming, one hungover.
Wow.
Yeah, and he was like, what's happening? We're at the gym on Sunday morning. And said, I don't know, I feel weird.
Fiona, it was 10:15.
You bought me water as well when we went. Is that what you do? You bring a gift?
Have a water. I actually did text him before because we had to go on a wait list for this exercise class. We weren't guaranteed in. But then what happens is, like, you get an email late at night because obviously people have had some wines and they're like, actually, props won't do it tomorrow. And then, so like we didn't even know. We were texting each other like quite late at night, like on Saturday, 10, 11 o'clock going, we're still not accepted. And then boom, we got in. Yeah, but I was there with a bottle of water. I always like to bring a water. It is like your mum. And also, Fiona obsessed on the breakfast show about whether we saw each other naked or not.
And did you share the showers afterwards?
We didn't share the showers. Well, afterwards, he had to rush off because he had to go meet his friend somewhere, blah, 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 blah. But I was going somewhere else with my friend and we're going to have a little steamy moment.
So you avoided...
So we avoided...
Body looking...
Yeah, but I didn't avoid it. No, I'm not saying I avoided it. I didn't make that decision based on the thought I don't want to see Scott Mills naked. It was just purely our schedules didn't align in the shower.
Fine.
So it wasn't like, no way.
Was it a full-on bonding then?
No, it wasn't a full-on bonding.
Well, I quite enjoyed it. Here's the thing as well. Can I say this? Right, so I was really looking forward to it. I enjoyed it. Obviously, you don't talk when you're exercising, do you? Mm. But, like, you know, I enjoyed the social aspect of it because I get on with Grimmy, have done for years. However, I whacked it straight on Instagram. Picture of us both, like, yay, we did it. We went to exercise class together. And he took a video of us and a picture. Mine's up there. His is not there.
Oh, so you've taken this personally?
Well, I looked all through his Instagram yesterday and there is no mention of it. So now I think that he's... I'm going to say that he's embarrassed that that happened yesterday.
No, but he's obviously talking about it.
Why is it not on any of his social media?
Yeah, good point.
Do you know what I mean? I expected at least one photo and it's... I don't know how to feel, but like, I just feel that maybe he's just embarrassed and like never wants to happen again.
Scott Mills.
You can tell that Anne-Marie is absolutely loving every single moment of her tour at the moment. And she's been so good to the fans, proving what a wonderful human being she is.
I like that she's making every night special.
Yeah, and honestly, it's so full of joy, her social media at the moment. She's having the time of her life. And she's fixing the shoes of fans. There was one girl that went to the gig the other night in London. She Instagrammed a picture of the sole of a shoe being, it's just broken. Anne-Marie was like, what size are you? Had new shoes delivered to her in the queue.
And then there was pizzas delivered to the queue?
Handing out pizzas, ledge.
Do you know what? If you've got an issue and you're on the way to an Anne-Marie gig, what you need to do is message her.
She will sort it. She is a sorter. Oh, let's give the man from Gravesend a mention. Famous in Gravesend, Kent. The oil in my lamp guy. Full of joy. Every morning, walks up the same road, belting out the classic tune. Hymn. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Lois.
Yeah.
Yes! Hello.
Hello.
You all right?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. You? I'm in Loughborough. No, you're in Loughborough. I'm not in Loughborough.
You're not.
But you know what? I really wish I was. How are you today? All good? You're a personal assistant.
Yeah. I am, yeah.
For who?
Sean Bean.
That's Matt.
Ned Stark from Game of Thrones.
Himself,
You're his PA?
Yep, legit.
Wow, is he in the car right now?
No.
Does he know you're calling us?
No.
Would he mind?
No.
Nah.
Is he like he's Ned nice. Stark in real life?
Of course he's not.
Well, I've never seen Game of Thrones.
Okay, so you're his personal assistant, but you've never seen him in the TV show that he's kind of most famous for.
That's great.
No.
That's amazing. Does he know, or do you try and blag it when he's like, oh, there's a terrible thing happened the other day when I'm filming? And you're like, yeah, I saw that episode, but you're blagging it.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
How do you get this job?
I've seen little bits, but not much.
So how do you get this job?
I used to work at a production company, and then he did a job with us, and then I was his assistant on that, and then kind of been with him on and off ever since.
What do you have to do for him? Do you have to, like, book his travel and that?
No, not really, but a lot of tea, stuff like that.
Okay.
Just loads a little bit.
And what else?
How does he like his tea?
Strong.
Right.
Yeah, like his Game of Thrones characters.
Right, but there must be other stuff that you do apart from tea.
Just tea.
Okay, right. So
I think you're trying to not give away secrets about Sean Bean.
So you're the person that makes tea for someone that you've never seen in the TV show that they're really famous for.
He's been in loads of stuff. I've seen a few bits.
Okay.
Does he take his sword home with him?
Oh, everywhere.
Right. Okay. Really being quite cagey now, aren't you? Right, here's what I've got for you.
I feel like I'm under pressure.
No, I know, I know. Who do you normally pick on bangers?
It's very much 50-50.
Okay, and I've been told that your sister B is a fan as well. So, hi, B.
Fan.
Oh, okay, right, here's what I've got for you today.
June
Robin with Every Heartbeat.
I would love to hear that. Lovely song. Very lovely song.
Very lovely song.
That's Scott's choice, so you can have my choice. This. I had a moment late at night on the stag do with this.
Oh.
Can't go into detail.
Were you on your own?
But it's My Boo
This is an absolute
Usher
dream.
And Alicia Keys.
Oh no.
What possible activity would have involved my boo with by
not
Usher?
Saying. Not saying. Not saying. So are you going to choose for you, or are you going to go for what you think Sean Bean would like? Cos assistant.
Tea maker.
I'm going to be an independent woman and pick for myself.
Okay.
Okay, yes, girl.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Go on, then.
Do I choose now?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to choose... It's going to have to be Chris, my boo.
Come on.
There's always that one person that will always have your heart. You never see it coming because you're blinded from the start. Even though it's too much, it's all right. It's okay. It's okay. We haven't seen each other in a while, but you will always be mine. I don't know about Shaw, but I know about us. And it's the only way we know how to rock.
I remember I went to see one of his shows once, and every night he invites this girl up on stage, and there's like a bed scenario, and
to that song.
Yeah, and also like I went through a whole stage where I was like, oh, why can't it be me?
Yeah, absolutely. What a tune.
That was Usher and what My Boo on BBC Radio 1.
What a tune.
I know, but I feel that our bangers are getting slower and slower and slower.
Well, this is the debate that we've always had. Can a banger be a slow moving song?
Yeah, I think so. But do you send yours in always at like 3 a.m? Because
that actually, was 3 a.m. Yeah, that was 3 a.m.
What we might do, if it's all right with the team, can we check what time Chris sent that one in to the email? Because we have to email.
I sent a load in at the weekend.
We have to email our bangers in, don't we? And then they get randomly like placed throughout the week. So I'd be interested to see what time that was.
Do you know what? I do know one of the ones I sent in is completely inappropriate.
Right.
So it won't be on.
This is during your stag do in Edinburgh at the weekend.
Yeah, it won't be on. Not a chance.
My boo was 2:36 a.m.
2:36?
Yeah. Which is, I mean, it's Ooh. Perfect for 2:36 a.m.
One. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Normally on a Monday, we do Ghostbusters, where maybe you've met somebody a couple of times, or you've just been chatting to them on a dating app. Everything seems to be going fine. Then they disappear off the face of the earth. It's like they're no longer alive. And no one really knows why it happens. And that's what our service provides. We ring the ghoster, because you've still got their number and you give it to us, and ask all the questions. What was wrong with me? Did I do something weird? Also, I think this is fairly common. Doesn't have to be people you were thinking about getting into a relationship with. I've heard of friends ghosting friends before as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So it's like maybe like a new mate, all going well, and then it's like, boom, they disappear. And then you're like, well, why? What happened?
Yeah, I went through a phase of this with my best mate. And then so we didn't really talk to each other for about a year. And then we had to kind of have a summit in the pub where it was like, oh, I'm sorry, I've not really been about. Can we be friends again?
Yeah, this has happened to me, actually.
Yeah.
And it's someone that I had to break it off for a while and ghost them, but it's back on now.
And we're stronger than ever now.
Same. So friends ghosting, also fine. Let me know. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Whether you've been ghosted or you are the ghoster. We're getting quite a lot of ghosters getting in touch with us now.
Well, I think it's actually very interesting that this feature encourages a lot of people who are ghosts to get in touch and say, actually, I do this all the time. Yeah. I am that person.
Yeah, and people like Charlotte who are quite proud of it. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi.
You big ghost.
I know. I wouldn't say I'm proud of it.
It just happens.
Yeah, it just happens.
How many potential relationships do you think that you may have ghosted?
I'd say probably about 10.
10?
Yeah, I reckon.
Why the ghosting technique? Is that what it is? It's mainly just a technique, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's like you don't want to hurt someone's feelings. So they like obviously might have just spoke to them and thought, I know it's not going to go anywhere, or you've actually met them and it's something about them that you don't like. I feel like it's quite mean to say to someone, oh, this is why I don't like you. So I just find it easy to just ignore them.
That's what people say. People say, I just want some honest feedback. Now, if I gave some honest feedback, because I've ghosted before, And I can't seriously say that someone would want to hear honest feedback, because sometimes you might not like someone for the most minor pathetic reasons.
Yeah.
And to say that to someone's face is quite hard.
But it is weird when you just disappear, because you do want to hear that feedback. Well,
do you actually?
Do you though?
Would you like me to not see you anymore, Scott? And it's because, I don't know, I don't like the shape of your nose sort of thing. It's bothering me.
Well, that's quite career-limiting for you.
No, but what I'm saying is it's career-limiting. What I'm saying is it could be something as minor as that, but would you want to have a sit-down and chat about it?
No, I don't know. So can you run me through some of the various reasons why you've just disappeared?
Yeah, so I was speaking to someone for about 6 months, so that seemed like we were getting on really well. But I noticed on all of his pictures, he seemed shorter than everyone on the pictures, so I just have the conversation like, oh, how tall are you? And he told me he was the same height as me, so I thought, oh, that's fine, I'll meet him. But then...
Okay, what height are you?
I'm 5'6".
Okay, so you thought, all right, 5'6", same as me.
Yeah, so I thought, I'll wear flats, and it'll be fine. And then when I saw him, he was probably about 5'3". So I just felt like, oh my God, I just felt like I was with my little brother.
Okay, so you didn't want to pursue this because he was too short?
Yeah, and I felt like that was mean to say, we've been speaking for so long, but you're short, so I'm just going to ignore you.
Do you know, it well annoys my girlfriend that I'm not taller.
Mm.
But the thing is, I know she really likes me.
Yeah, she does. I can see you in a stack heel, though.
Me?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Do that. You know, like what Simon Cowell does to make himself look taller? What are they called? Cuban heels.
Oh, so what are these? Shoes loaded up with a bit of height?
Yeah. It makes you look taller.
Because yeah, I'm not short. I'm just, I could do with a couple of extra inches.
Oh, Chris, please let me get you some Cuban heels. Please. Well,
but do they look like normal shoes? Like, would anyone know what was going on?
You'd wear them with a bootcut jean.
All right, well, let's get some of these Cuban heels then. Let's give them a look.
Bootcut, by the way, is never okay.
What's bootcut?
Bootcut jeans that go with a Cuban heel. Don't ever get those.
Why are they?
I'm afraid you'll be off the show.
Why the Cuban heel? That's twice now you've thrown me with that. What's going on?
Because I don't know. Cuban men wear them, I guess. Any other reasons?
There's a guy with mud on his face, and I didn't like him.
Mud on his face.
Yeah.
Right. I need to hear this. Wait there. BBC.
Just admit it. See, I gave you faith, turned your doubt into hope, and can't deny it. Now I'm all alone and my joys turn them open. Tell me, where are you now that I need you? Where are you now?
Where are you now?
Where are you now that I need you? Couldn't find you anywhere. When you broke down, I didn't leave you. Oh, I was by your side. So where are you now that I need you? Oh, where are you now that I need you? Nobody else was paying. I gave you the shirt off my back. What you're saying to keep you warm? Where are you now that I need you? Where are you now that I need you? Where are you now that I need you?
This is Radio 1. Hey, Charlotte.
Hi.
So you are a ghoster. Not proud of it, but maybe you've ignored people about 10 times, 10 different people.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got the guy that was shorter than you, so you weren't keen on that.
No.
Tell me about the man with mud on his face.
So on his Tinder profile, it was like the mud run picture. So he had like the headband and all the mud on his face. And then when I met him, he didn't have the mud on his face, obviously. And he just looked completely different and I just didn't like him at all.
So you preferred him with mud on his face?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. I assume he wasn't wearing an orange T-shirt either.
No, there was no mud run attire.
No.
What was it, a mud run or tough mud? What is it, tough mudder?
Tough mudder.
Tough mudder, yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
What is tough mudder?
Like a 10K mud run, so is it? Like, it's like a bit harder than like a mud run.
And who takes part?
Anyone can take part. I've done two.
Right. And are you a mother?
What's your confusion? No, right. Let me stop you there. I was wondering what you were getting confused about. Tough mudder isn't just for mothers.
Oh.
It's M-U-D-D-E-R.
Yeah, but I thought it was a clever play on mother.
No, you don't just have to be a mother.
Do you not?
No,
this is honestly news to me.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I thought it was just for mums that are tough.
No, it's not.
Or might want to have a go in mud.
No, right. It's not just for tough mums.
Oh. I honestly thought it was.
There will be some tough mums who do tough mudder, but it's more a coincidence thing.
Mudder's day. Right, so Mudface, he got ghosted.
Yeah. So halfway through the day, I just felt like I need to take myself out of the situation, so I pretended to be ill and got out of the date.
Okay, so you did go on a date with him?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And you were like, oh, where's the mud?
Yeah.
But lol, that you wanted the person there to be exactly the same as the picture, including mud.
Were you expecting him to mud up for the date?
No, it's just that I think with the mud and the headband, he looked a lot different than in real life.
Yeah. Before the date, were you messaging him or were you chatting to him on the phone or what?
So we've been speaking on Tinder and I made the mistake of not phoning him. Normally I make sure I phone someone before the date because I feel like you can gauge how they sound and if you're going to like them.
But what do you mean? Why would you not like them?
Quick phone interview.
Just by the sound of their voice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they could look really fit. And then what kind of voice would you not want?
So his voice was like really high pitch and like really squeaky. And
can I hear an impression of what his voice sounded like, please? He's like,
yeah.
How high are we talking? Is it like
higher than mine? I've got quite a high voice. It's higher than mine.
So you preferred him with mud on his face, and if he could have a voice that was a few octaves lower, that would be good.
Yeah.
Remember that boyfriend I had that had a voice like a helium balloon? Remember?
Hello.
Like, why is your voice high?
Mm.
But it didn't put me off him. It's like what my friend Unlucky Gary used to do, where he used to look at their ice bucket challenge before. Then you can see what their voice is.
Yeah, and see how they deal with a stressful situation.
If you've not spoken, if you've not spoken to them, if you've just been chatting online or whatever, you don't know what they sound like. Just go straight to the ice bucket challenge. Then you get an exact representation of what they're like in real life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess if it's not for you, it's not for you. That's your decision, you know?
Yeah, if it was me and I've been on a date and I didn't hear from her, I'd just thought, oh, they didn't like me, and I'd move on.
You're nipping it in the bud before you get to the situation where he can't reach the counter at McDonald's and he goes, hello, can I have a Big Mac, please?
Yeah,
I get it.
You'd make an amazing assistant for Lord Sugar on The Apprentice, that kind of thing. Or an amazing dragon. You're sort of straight to the point.
Yeah.
Good to speak to you, Charlotte.
Thank you. Scott
Mills. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.